Hi everyone, welcome to Take Them for Turn number 688. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Please share, leave a review, and thanks, enjoy. I'd like to begin with something which is in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, all the way in the end, in Devarim. It talks about over there in the context of going to war and battle. There's one little paragraph that says, Ki sidor neder l'Hashem elokecha l'sa'acher l'shalmo. If somebody makes a vow to Hashem, you should not be late in paying it. So I promise a gift, I'm going to do something because I feel like I'm in crisis, I'm going to war, so I should not delay the repayment of that vow. Because God will demand it of you. And if you don't deliver, there will be sin in not doing so. If you refrain from vowing, right, if you don't vow in the first place, you will not have a sin in doing so, meaning there's no expectation to do these vows. And if you do so, you actually put yourself in a little bit of risk and a little bit of trouble because you might not fulfill the vow. But the Torah says that that is one method that you might want to use to get yourself out of crisis. Moses Vasechet Deshmar, the pasuk continues, you shall observe and carry out what emerges from your lips. And many understand that this is the asay, right? There's a positive command in fulfilling these vows, including the negative of lo sa'acher l'shalmo. Not only should we keep, but we should also avoid transgressing the vow. Va'asisa ka'asher nadarta l'Hashem l'kecha. You should do as you have vowed. Nadava asher debarta b'picha. The gift or the present that you had spoken with your mouth. So the reason I bring this up is because it's relevant to a particular pasuk we read that Yaakov uttered in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. And so Yaakov had said earlier that, you know, he was waking up, he woke up after he had the dream with the ladder, and he gives a Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. He gets up, he awakens, Vayomar, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Vayira v'yomar, manora b'makom hazeh. How amazing is this place, Enteki en Beis Elokim v'zeh Shar HaShemayim. This is a place, the abode of God, Vayashkim, Yaakov b'boker. He gets up, Vayikach ha'seven, he takes the stone, and the Pesukim continue. Then finally, Vayidor Yaakov neder lemar, and Yaakov makes a vow. Imi ye'elokim imadi u'shmarani b'derech hazeh. If God is with me, and he watches me on this path that I am going, again, he had just left, ran away from Esav, trying to stake his claim in the world, and he was about to meet Lavan and his daughters and that whole story. And he gives me food to eat, and clothing to wear, v'shavti v'shalom al beis avi, and if I get home in one piece to my father's house, and God will be my God. And so there's an interesting discussion about what that means. But he says more. This stone with which I made this monument over here shall be a house of God. And everything that I am given, I will tithe. Okay, so that's the promise he makes a neder. Yaakov himself makes a neder. He makes a vow that if it all goes well in this mission of him escaping from Esav and trying to build his life and eventually return, so he promises he will do certain things. So now this premise of doing, making nedar, making vows in moments of crisis, so the Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah says that there is, a person should, even though Torah says v'chisechdal, if a person avoids it, it's not a bad thing to do, but maybe it's not a bad idea. And usually, a person who makes vows, it's not necessarily considered to be the most appropriate reaction. To forbid things that are permitted might not be the best reaction in how we understand things, but he says, v'aval be'es tzara mitzvah. It is a nice thing to vow to do things better, to vow to do your mitzvahs better, or maybe to give tzedakah. Vows aren't entirely bad. The Sefer Chasidim in Siman Tov Beis says that Mishashariya Bitzar, somebody who is in pain, Al Yimahir Val Yukpots Ben Adarim, should not be very quick to make vows, right? We have this tendency, we want to do anything to get out of the pain, the suffering, the crisis that we're in, and we'll promise anything. El Yachshov Tchila, but rather he says, one should think for a Shemi Yischare, maybe you'll regret putting yourself into the situation. L'chein, Yachshov Tchila is a neder yikabel shel Yischare. You should only take on something that you won't regret later. U'chsheyucha l'kaimon, when you can accept it, and when you can actually fulfill this vow. Yelech l'chacham v'yomar masha tov b'enecha kabel elai. So maybe you should go to an objective party, a chacham, a wise person, to decide what would be a good project for you. And the reason that this is so important is because, again, if you're going to make vows that in the moment sound like a really good idea, you're going to make promises and commitments that sound like, oh, they're going to get you out of your crisis, But the Pasuk in the Devarim says, Kisidur ned lasham lo kechlo sa'achar l'shamo. You cannot delay the fulfillment of these vows. It's a prohibition. There's an assay, a positive command to fulfill, and there's a prohibition against ignoring these things. And the Chinuch explains, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, that the reason that there is this prohibition of not fulfilling the vows is shitzdaka mechuyiv ha'adam lasos miyad. If, let's say, you were giving charity, right, that's the neder simply that we're talking about. I was going to give charity. I can't delay. Why? Because mishum dehakai me'aniyim. There are poor people who need my money today. It's not something that's going to wait. It's not something that I can afford to take my time with. He says, though, that you have, and Rashi says this in the Pesukim as well over there in Devarim, that you have the shalosh regalim, the three festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. You have one cycle of those three festivals with which to pay it off. One should pay it as soon as possible, but that's the outer limit. He quotes Rishonim, though, that say that that's not true. That's only true of Karbanos, because Karbanos, actual sacrifices, I would need to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and in going to the Beis HaMikdash, I'd be able to do that. So I only have three appearances at the Beis HaMikdash until it's considered too late to bring those Karbanos. But let's say it's something that doesn't require the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a carbon, it's a check that I needed to write. That responsibility comes immediately. Rabbeinu Yonah says something very interesting. He says, the punishment in delaying vows and tzedakos and charities, even though eventually I will pay it, there's a punishment in delaying, right? That's where the punishment, lo sa'acher, I should not delay. Why? Because he says, ki achrei shehu yodea shehach shechecha matzuya ba'adam. We know that we forget things. We know that sometimes we push things off and we don't get them done. So because we know that hayol luzkar nadarvel halosam alibo tamen levil tishkachem, we should be thinking, we should be cognizant of these responsibilities, and in not doing so and allowing for that delay, we created an element of risk. The risk of making it that much more likely that we're going to forget and not pay it at all. Okay, that's the idea that the Rabbeinu Yonah brings. The Sefer HaChinuch elsewhere says, you know, we know that when the Amelech Basav Adam, a regular king, gives us an obligation, we have some sort of duty, we have to do something, so we create deadlines, they create deadlines, there's I have to get it in by this, and I have to do it by that, so all the more so we should create deadlines for ourselves when the command, or at least when the commitment we make is to the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the King of Kings, towards God. The Kli Yakar says that there's another element of a problem when I create a delay in paying off my vow. He says, when a person puts himself into a situation and they make themselves obligated in what they would not otherwise be obligated in, they are creating extra risk, not just because of the delay of they might forget. Imagine the conversation that's going on internally with the Yetzer Hara, with their more baser side. Their baser side tells them, listen, you created more prohibitions than really exist. You didn't have to give this money, and you decided to give this money. Why did you give this money? Maybe it wasn't such a good idea in the first place. And putting yourself into that situation of risk. He says you allow the Yetzer Hara to reside within you in a way where, and convince you that you don't have to do things that you said you were going to do, which could cause even more detriment to you, not only on this neder, not only on this vow, but even beyond in regard to other mitzvahs. So once you convince yourself that you are going to rationalize your way out of this, perhaps you'll rationalize your way out of other things. And had you done this immediately, you would never be mired in that level of rationalization. Now, the reason this is so relevant is because Yaakov is criticized for making this vow we discussed and not paying it back right away. The Medrash goes so far as to say that he wanted God to be with me. He didn't want to necessarily stray after idols. Ushmarani, he wanted to make sure that he wasn't involved in any sort of sexual immorality. But Derech Hazeh, he wanted to make sure that he didn't get involved in murder. He didn't want to get involved in any of the big three. And because he delayed, the Medrash says, he actually was involved in all of these things. There was a story of Dina, which involved Gilei Arayos, sexual morality. There was the story of Lavan and his idols. He was involved in idol worship in some way. There was the story of Shvichas Damim, of murder, in the story of Shechem. And all of these things happened because of the fact that he delayed this vow. The Medrash goes further, that all of these moments, all of these different experiences, difficulties in Yaakov's life, were because he was being sent the message, and he was being told, so to speak, you have to wake up and remember the neder, the promises that you had made. And life was made more and more uncomfortable for him because he did not remember that and he did not fulfill the vow. His wife died, Dina went out, I'm talking in reverse order, Yaakov had the difficulty with the Sar Shel Esav, and all of these things because as a different medrash tells us, when we make nedarim, when there's outstanding debts, and we're being waited on, and we are sort of, the book is open, looking at us to see whether or not we paid back our things, there's a little bit more of an extreme supervision on us. And if we are not paying attention, and we are a big talker, we are examined to see whether or not if that talk is cheap or whether or not we deserve it. And so we should be very careful when we make these nedarim, when we make these vows, that we take them very seriously and pay them right away. Have a great day.